top line, Shane, of the research you're releasing today?
Certainly, Roger. We just completed some research across the UK asking people if they'd be willing to tell a white lie in order to sell their car. And the results for Northern Ireland are very good. It's 20% of people answered that yes, they would be prepared to tell a white lie, as opposed to 28% across the whole of the UK.
And so we're more honest, you get a better second-hand car deal in the province.
Well, one in five of the people there who are selling a used car would be prepared to tell a white lie. So I guess the odds are still pretty much stacked against the buyer when it comes to buying a car privately, but you're definitely faring off better than the mainland, that's for sure.
And what can we do with this research? Because obviously we want to get to a point where people are as clinically honest as possible, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, there's three main lies that people tend to mask when they're selling a car, Roger, of the more serious kind. It's one in four cars that we see turn out to have finance outstanding on them. And that's a particularly serious issue because it means that the person selling the car may or may not clear their finance arrangement. And if they don't, that leaves you at risk of a visit from a repossession man, which isn't a nice experience. 1 in 20 cars still turning out to be clocked or have a mileage discrepancy against them. That's really a safety problem that we're figuring out there. While people think it's a white lie to mask the number of miles the car has done, it actually has some serious consequences if it interferes with the safety systems on the car. So that would be a significant red flag for people. And 649 cars a day, people are not telling the seller that this was in fact an insurance write-off. And these are cars that have been involved in claims or accidents, and the insurance company has elected not to repair the car, just to pay out. And they can pose a very significant safety risk too if the repairs haven't been carried out correctly. So white lies they may seem, but they can have very serious consequences.
Yeah, and I mean, people could be, in a sense, soft killing the buyer if the car is defective. And as well as that, we like to we should treat others as we would like to be treated, otherwise the whole system breaks down. We don't want to be a mug and get a pick and a poke.
No, you're right, and it goes beyond even the person who's buying your car, doesn't it? It puts all of the road users at risk, be they pedestrians or other car owners. And it's not nice when you find that the car that you've bought has one of these problems. And really, in today's day and age, there's no reason for you not to check it first. It costs less than the price of half a tank of petrol, and it's very easy to do. So obviously we'd be encouraging people to look for the information before they part with their hard-earned cash well in advance.
And if you've finally got any quick information on a website that people can click on to get some honest, independent advice?
Absolutely. You can visit our website at hpicheck.com, where we've got plenty of tips and tricks about what to look out for when you're buying a used car. And if you've found that car of your dreams, you can buy a HPI check there for £9.99 if you're buying a bundle of three, and you'll be able to check as many cars as you need to. So we'd highly recommend it.
And I suppose, very finally, Shane, the used car market is more regulated than ever, and most cars are as they seem and represent a good consumer choice, don't they?
They do. I mean, 2.7 million cars sold in the private market, Roger, as opposed to just under 5 million in the dealer market. But you'll find that people are always chasing a bargain. And it seems to us that there's a trend where the price and the bargain is so low, that's the car that you're running the risk against. But that's the nature of the consumer. We're always chasing a bargain. So it's very important you protect yourself if that's what you're going to do.
Good to talk to you.